Welcome back to the program. Just after lunch on this Thursday, a day where the most asked question in almost every conversation is, how about those Jays? That was a big one last night. Big win for the Jays, 6-1. So they go back home now, up 3-2 in the best of 7. In Toronto, of course, game 6 tomorrow night. And we had a good talk about it on Open Lines today. Whether this is a team of destiny or not, it absolutely is looking that way. I look forward to hearing what Jamie and Locker will talk about on the Blue Zone, the renamed Green Zone, the Blue Zone, temporarily renamed here while this World Series excitement continues. Well, got an interesting guest coming up here to talk to. He's a Regina author, University of Regina professor, inviting readers to see their community in a new light from, of all places, the shoulder of a highway. I like this. Ken Wilson's debut memoir is called Walking the Bypass, Notes on Place from the Side of the Road, takes us on a journey walking alongside the Regina Bypass. So this is a space built for vehicles, not pedestrians, but there's lots of reflection that happens. And I'm happy to have Ken Wilson joining us just hours ahead of what is going to be an event to promote this new book at the Regina Public Library later on today. Ken Wilson, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you for having me.
So this is a unique manuscript. By the way, congrats. You were the winner of the 2022 City of Regina Writing Award.
Congrats on that.
So tell us about maybe the inspiration for this book called Walking the Bypass.
I didn't know much about the bypass, really. And like everybody, I saw it under construction. If I was driving a Moose Jaw, for example, or up to Saskatoon, I would see the interchanges. And I kind of wondered, why are these interchanges being built so far? What's out here? What's going on? When the pandemic hit, I had another walking project in mind. And when the pandemic happened, I couldn't do it. And so back in the spring of 2020, I was kind of casting around for something else that I might want to, some other place I might want to walk and then write about that experience. And I was sitting on Pinky Road, just on the edge of the Regina Indian Industrial School Cemetery. And I saw the bypass in the distance and I thought, that's interesting. I don't know a thing about this. So maybe I can learn about it by going out there and walking. Mm-hmm. And over the next couple of months, that spring and summer, really, I spent time walking out to look at the highway, walking out to the Global Transportation Hub, which was the reason that the highway was built. And then finally, when I was, when I figured I was fit enough to do it, I walked the 44 kilometers of the bypass.
Interesting. Ken Wilson is my guest. He's the author of Walking the Bypass, Notes on Place from the Side of the Road. So I have driven the bypass many, many times. And of course, when you experience it at a high rate of speed through a windshield, it's a lot different than walking. Tell me the difference.
The difference is that even though it's a location that aggressively does not want you to engage with it, as a pedestrian, as anything, right? But like you say, a highway is designed to get you through. You are traveling down it at 110 kilometers an hour if you're behaving yourself. And the whole point is to get to your destination. And if you slow down and you say to yourself, okay, what would this location be like if I treated it as if it were a place, as if it were a place that I might connect to, I might find some beauty in, I might explore in some way, everything becomes different. And suddenly you're not looking at the world through the windshield. Suddenly you are out in the world and the wind is blowing on you and the grasshoppers are jumping up and hitting you in the face. And you're getting dust in your mouth and you smell whatever there is to mm-hmm. smell, canola field, herbicides, exhaust, you name it. And everything changes when you treat a location as if it had value.
Are there any moments from your walk, and I'm thinking of the 44-kilometer walk, but maybe any of your experiences that stand out for you?
There are a lot. part of a journey like this is that you are experiencing the place that you're in, and the other part of a journey like this is that you start to have an internal thing happening, right? Because walking, an American essayist named Craig Maude wrote an article in, he published it in Wired, where he talks about the sublime boredom of a long walk. And that boredom forces you to pay attention to what's going on around you because your brain starts craving stimulation. But at the same time, you start thinking about things internally as well. Mm. So a lot of things happen. For example, at the end of the first day when I was walking on the bypass itself, I thought, I got to Rowett. I started at Tower Road and I walked around. I got as far as Rowett and I said, this might be a good place to stop. Maybe I could, unroll my sleeping bag, and there's a deconsecrated church there, and I could roll out my sleeping bag there, and I don't think anybody would mind. I'm not going to hurt anything. And as I'm sitting there waiting for the sun to go down so I could do that, I'm being tormented by these huge flies that look like house flies, but they would bite me and leave these bleeding wounds. I'd never seen anything like this before in my life. And there is an angry dog that somebody has in what's left of the village, barking and barking and barking. And I was sitting there thinking, how am I possibly going to sleep here with these flies and with this dog barking? And I said, I don't have to. I'm 12 kilometers from home. I can call for a ride, sleep in my own bed, and come back tomorrow. And in the end, and that's what I did. Because I'm not trying to be a hero here. Right. Right? Like, the whole point of this wasn't to show how tough I am or how manly I am. It was just to experience this place. And at that moment, that place was not very much fun to experience.
Well, I know tonight there'll be lots of storytelling and sharing your work at the Regina Public Library at 6:30 tonight. Ken Wilson, my guest, author of Walking the Bypass, Notes on Place from the Side of the Road. We're almost out of time, but what is your hope that people take away from this, Ken?
I hope that people take away the idea that every place has value and that we can connect to places in ways that might surprise us, even if there are big flies that bite and dogs that bark.
Ken, this has been a great chat. Have a good event tonight at the Public Library in Regina.
Thank you, Evan.
Ken Wilson, author of the book. You'll be able to get a copy of it. Of course, it's a launch is tonight, Walking the Bypass, Notes on Place from the Side of the Road. Okay, we're going to take a break and we're really going to switch gears. We have got one of the co-creators of a scare house in our province just in time for Halloween. That's coming up next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.